Hello,
my name is Mary and I'm coming from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Will you be so kind to please
about
help me
what?
Out?
About what? Ask me questions.
Yeah. About issues facing your community and the nation.
Go ahead.
Would you be so kind to please help me out?
Go ahead.
You say yes?
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. And does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay. And is this Anthony Moore?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Hello?
I'm here.
And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
You do what? I can't understand it.
Yes, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
African American.
Thank you so much, sir. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
No, I'll probably vote.
Okay, thank you, sir. What is your age?
69.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number for between 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to you, to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat important?
Yeah.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself as a strong Democrat or not very Democrat?
Say that again.
Would you call
a strong
yourself,
Democrat?
Yeah, a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And when you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, big business and corporate pricing gouging and greed?
Congress.
Republican in Congress?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first